Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey.
Oh, what an instant fuck up.
And my husband, Chris Ramsey.
That's me. I'm here. I'm a husband. I'm a supportive. No, because when you fuck up, I will just pounce on it straight away.
Oh, God, yeah.
You very rarely fuck up on the intro to the podcast, so that's exciting. I'm happy with that.
It's my radio days.
Yeah, radio training, thinking you're all that.
How are you doing?
Thinking you're all that. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I'm a bit tired.
Yeah. Bit tired.
Yeah, the sleep monster's been at his tricks again.
Awful how much that kid pulls your hair.
And I know.
Even more bad for me as the victim of both of you, because Rafe pulls your hair in the night and all I have to hear non-stop is, not mummy's hair, not mummy's hair. And I'm lying there trying to guess it, not mummy's hair. Not mummy's hair.
Because I'm trying, because...
Like, well, you two, fuck off.
Well, I went through a period of time, if you don't know this, Rafe, me, our youngest, he's going to be 2 in January. He comes in our bed in the middle of the night and we just both can't be arsed to put him back, so he sleeps in our bed. Then...
You'd think that was the easy option. You'd think letting him in was the easy option, but it's actually not.
No. So then what he does is all night he rags on me hair, and I'm not talking a little tickle. He pulls my hair.
It's horrendous.
And it's like being tortured. Mm. And but it's because he's my child, I love him. Obviously, I can't be mad at him. But anyway...
You definitely growled last night.
I do try. Well, I have got to tell him off a little bit. So
And then thank God Robin came in and was like, Daddy. And I was like, I'll come in bed with you, son. Bye.
Yeah, Chris just fucks off.
Oh, yeah. Fucking horrible.
Even me
horrible.
With him. Anyway, no, so a while ago I did try to get him to stop and he kind of did, but then I gave in because I was so tired and I just thought, I don't care.
And I've told you, swimming cap.
He would rag it off, Chris. You know, he would literally...
No, I'm talking like when you're at school, swimming cap pulls your whole face back like you've had a facial in
Hollywood. Have you ever tried sleeping in one?
Eh? No, but you'll get used to it.
Seriously?
But then again, I'd hear his hands on the rubber.
It would be awful. And you know what he'd do? He's that much of a dick. He'd get up, he'd turn the lamp on, right? He knows how to turn the lamp on. And he'd just be like, off.
He does just point and shout about stuff.
Oh, he's wicked,
so huh? Fucking lazy. Is anyone else out there? I think it might be a second kid thing. Just can't be bothered to get his words. He's just worked out that if he points at something and goes, after a while I go, cereal? And he goes, yeah. Fucking lazy.
I've noticed as well.
Lazy little twat.
What he started doing with me, right? You know, if you're carrying him and you're chatting to someone, like another adult, if you don't listen to him, because I just sometimes ignore them, I go, no thanks, I'm just talking, blah, blah, blah. Because I hate people who stop conversations to talk to the kids. That pisses us off.
I know what you mean.
So can you just let them wait for like 30 seconds while we finish the conversation? Yeah.
What's my darling?
Yeah. Yes, what's up? Oh,
I
sorry.
I mean, I hate being ignored at the best of times, you know. I am me.
So something, when I was younger, my mum was like, kids should be seen and not heard. And it's, Anyway, he now, if I'm chatting to someone, he will grab my face and move it to him.
That's because he's seen me doing him.
Shut up.
When me and you are out somewhere and you start talking to the waiter and I go, look at me.
Oh, just had an alert on me laptop. Get me hair done tomorrow.
Oh, God, there we go.
3 hours, I'll never get me life back.
6 hours.
I know.
Horrible.
Why does it take so long?
Because your hair's shit, because it gets pulled out by a toddler. Listen.
It is knackered me hair, like.
Yeah.
He's pulling bits out.
Swimming cap. Bit of talc, swimming cap. Slap it on. Go to bed. Fantastic.
No, I'm not.
Think of it as a condom for your head.
I might just leave him in the bed with you.
Be safe. No, he doesn't bother me, to be fair. But if he knows you're there, he's just hell on. Listen, anyway, enough about our horrendous sleeping arrangement, which never seems to get better. It is episode 195. We hope you're all right out there. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. And if you just joined us for the first time, welcome. None of that made sense. You've probably turned off by now.
Hang on a minute,
but
though.
Prior reading is involved.
Can I add something? Because I know you just want to carry on, but I just have to add that if you are parents at the minute and you've got a little kid, it does get better.
Yeah,
because we live in a world where we know we've seen it get better.
Oh, Robin's unreal.
It gets loads better.
We just got our life back. We just got our life back when Robin was five, and then we went and had another one.
Five's the age, isn't it? It's when they start school and you go, oh, yes.
No, it's not even that. It's when they wipe their own arse. I mean, I still don't trust them, to be fair. He go, I've wiped my arse, and I go, okay, don't sit on anything.
If he tries to sit on our new cream settee one more time with these kegs off, I'm going to lose my rag.
He got a skid mark on my bed.
He got a skiddy on the bed.
Took his trousers off and sat in the bed. I was like, get in the bath. Oh, brilliant. There's a skiddy on the bed. Fucking Jesus.
He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, fucking hell. Where did you learn to wipe your ass? On a ship in a storm?
Are we going to talk about that bubblegum ice cream?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to talk about that. Great. Guys, it's episode 100 and we've just teased that. We've teased the bubblegum ice cream.
Oh, come back for the bubblegum ice cream.
Guarantee you about 40% of the listeners have already guessed what the outcome of that story is. But guys, it is episode 195. Thank you so much. Now, without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is iPhone updates. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you enjoying your phone? You like the way your phone looks?
I love it.
It works.
Yes,
you enjoying
it's great.
It?
Brilliant.
Don't get hooked on it, mate.
No.
iPhone update. We've changed it all. It's all changed. The clock now, for some reason, on the main screen, makes us want to vomit.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's minging. Hey, do you like it, though? Are you getting used to it? Are you getting used to the way it's all working?
I just can't be asked to change
it. Well, be careful, because we're going to change it all back in the next update.
Yeah.
iPhone updates, it's literally like them coming round your house in the middle of the night and moving all your furniture. Mm-hmm. And you going, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And they're going, yeah, your furniture's there now.
The search thing's at the bottom now.
Oh.
All of my messages are at the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
This happened last time I had to change it. You can change the clock, by the way.
You can change the clock.
I've saved
font.
An Instagram post.
The font at the minute is absolutely vile.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Aren't it might as well be fucking,
it might as well be, what do you call it? Comic Sans.
Awful. Aren't they changing the chargers? That pisses me off.
They're all getting changed to USB-C. Yeah.
Honestly, wonder why they're the richest company in the world.
I just bought a fuckload of chargers because we lost a load of chargers. Mm-hmm. But I say we, you lost a load of chargers.
So that is untrue.
We need to have a word about chargers, actually. We need to have a word about chargers.
Oh, yes, please.
You,
come on.
Just checking the agenda of what went on. Right, yeah, chargers. You, when you go away for work, you take a communal charger with you. You must have a little nest of fucking chargers somewhere. You never take the one, look at me when I'm talking to you. Uh-huh. You never take the one away from your side of the bed, and you never take one from one of the offices. You take them from kitchens, living rooms. I've just bought a couple of new charger leads, and then literally the day I bought them, the bastards announced that they were all going to be USB-C from now on. I mean, that'll be when we get a new phone.
Saves you, right? I don't leave chargers. I would never do that. They're somewhere in the house, I just don't know where.
That is more irritating than losing them.
There's
somewhere in the house, I just don't know where. You did it, did you? You walked in the office, you went, where's my laptop? And you walked back through, you went, where's my laptop? I went, it's in the office on the bed. And you walked in again and you went, where? And then I heard two footsteps and you went, oh, there. Oh, yeah. So what you do is you walk into the doorway of the room, and if you can't see what you want from that vantage point of the doorway, where's me laptop? It's slightly behind something else. If you just take two fucking big clumpy steps, you lazy cow.
You do it, right? There was three insults there.
Right. Yeah.
Clumpy steps. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you seeing that I'm heavy footed.
It's unbelievable.
I'm light on my feet.
You are literally fucking sluggish and loud and heavy.
Do you just want to hear something tragic?
Right.
Well, I'm going to get the staircase done because it's like an old house and it's a bit creaky in that. Mm-hmm. So now Chris and I, literally, we used to crawl up the stairs because we don't want to wake the kids when we go to bed. But now we've found a little part on the side of the staircase and you have to like cling on to the rails when we go to bed. It's like something off.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Horrible. Like... It's like Stranger Things, you know, when they go to that house and they're just creeping up the stairs. It's so tragic.
It's bad, anyway. Isn't it? I quite enjoyed the crawling because although you're not a UFC fan, we did look slightly like, obviously, you know, absolutely less fit and white versions of John Jones and Anderson Silva when they used to go in the ring.
They
would go so cool and animalistic. They'd get down on all fours. And Israel Adesanya does it as well.
Yeah.
And, but, You know, it's not as well. It's not because you've got a dummy in your hand and a little thing, and I've got me Kindle and me fucking water bottle, and I'm both going. Please, welcome.
I do have a dressing gown on.
They don't go in gowns.
All right,
that's boxing. God, you don't like any stuff I like. This is a fucking lie. Why are we even here?
The UFC, they don't have what do they have on? Hoodies in there. Do they get vased up? That's all I want
to
know.
Listen to me, right, guys. Guys, you all know how much I love the UFC. I've loved it for years, since before me and Rosie met. I haven't missed an event that's been televised for years. Mm-hmm. And you are just asking me now.
He does that instead of watching his kids.
They don't wear... Well, I mean, they can if they want. They can wear daft stuff. And some title fights, they wear daft stuff. But they all come down. They've got a uniform. Reebok sponsored them. They've got a Reebok-sponsored uniform, and they come down and just...
Oh, do they?
It used to be when it was all free-for-all and everyone's... I used to find it hilarious because... That could have sponsors of anything at all. Mm-hmm. And obviously it was in the contract that they had to wait at the end when the ref raised their hand. Mm. So they'd have like a fucking 25-minute fight and they'd be pissing the blood and they were like, am I going to win or not? And as they're like getting there, the team would be running over, putting caps and fucking t-shirts on them and fucking, hold this lolly, hold this can, put this t-shirt. And they always hold Monster Energy and it's always fucking empty because no top flight athlete would touch that.
Well, it's the same as when the footballers finish and they used to drink Lucas Aid and that'd be like, you don't drink fucking Lucas Aid. Sugar, isn't it? Absolutely not. Was it Powerade? I used to drink that. Was it Powerade?
Oh, God.
Just before I used to drink coffee when I needed a burr's kick.
Anyway. I still can't get over when I see someone walking along in the morning with one of them big cans of Monster.
Oh,
Rockstar.
Chat about this.
No, but at a glance, it looks like lager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go, and it's weird because I almost would accept that more. 8 in the morning, he's drinking a can of lager. Oh, no, it's an energy drink.
Oh, well, I was in the car. We had some cans of water. Do you remember? I think we were minting that. Had some cans of water. And I was down in one whilst I was at a traffic light in the car. And this car went past us and we're like, you know, when someone stares at you, I was like, it's not beer.
It's actually better than plastic bottles. Don't judge me. Amazing stuff.
Play the jingle?
Go on.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed.
Yes,
always, you know what? It's bloody lovely to have you here.
It is.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, listen, we teased you at the beginning about the bubblegum ice cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I imagine people just skipped straight to this bit.
Yeah, I would.
Through the jingle, pulling their hair out. So Robin had some bubblegum ice cream.
Robin is our 7-year-old, by the way.
Yes, Robin's our 7-year-old. He had bubblegum ice cream the other day at the fair at South Shields. Mm-hmm. And it was glow in the dark.
It was
bioluminescent. It was crazy, wasn't it?
Looked like the monster of Sesame Street, the one that eats all the cookies.
Yeah, it was the exact colour of Cookie Monster. Yeah, yeah, like a dark, maybe a bit greener than that, but like a dark-ish. Mm-hmm. And he's eating it, it's all over, it's all over his clothes. I was like, this is the worst. Sitting next to him while he was eating it, I was having a panic attack. It was horrible. Then he had a poo yesterday, and I spotted it first.
All right, I haven't actually asked you how you went about spotting it.
So he was on the toilet.
Yes.
And he dove off the toilet. Before the bath. And he dove off the toilet again, the bath. And he literally dove off the toilet. And I'm standing sort of over the toilet, putting something on the little shelf behind it. And I just glanced down. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's not looking at the shit. I look at my shit. I look at other people's shit. You want to see what's going on, right? See what all the fuss was about back there.
You actually meant to, I think. You meant to check look at your poo and that.
So, apparently. He's my son. I want to see what he's done.
Yeah, you're a poo perv. Oh, little poo.
Look at your poo perv.
Somebody call the authorities.
I've got a camera in the toilet bowl of every public toilet in South Tyneside. Dial it back.
Sorry. Why do you have to do that?
Photos. Listen. So,
oh, hang on, though. Just imagine having a camera in all of the portable toilets.
Horrendous.
Oh, that's not even sexy at all, is it? There can't be anything sexy about that.
Well, it depends what you find sexy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that's horrendous.
If you find dirty, horrible monkey billed as poo sexy, get my tiddler out right
some
now.
Some people like getting shit on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's madness. Like you said, there's something you can make something up. There's something that everyone would be turned
someone
on by.
Someone will find something sexy.
Disgusting. But yeah, so anyway, joking. But look down. Bright fucking blue shit.
He
had bright blue shit. And there was just this more... Just shut the toilet. I forgot to tell you this.
Right, okay. Well, I wondered why. I was sat downstairs and I was waiting for you to get out of the bath. Mm-hmm. And I was sat on the sofa and Robin ran down with no clothes on going, I need my dad's phone. I need my dad's phone. And I was like, I thought he's might have put music on or something. I was like, I don't understand why you're so desperate for your dad's phone. So anyway, give him it. Luckily, he didn't sit on the sofa with his shitey blue ass. No. But that was what it was.
The game away.
And then he came downstairs and Robin was like, Mom, look at this.
And then the first thing I said was, that was the end. I was so proud of him. He delivered it exactly the same way I delivered it. So I saw it, right? And I shut the lid and I looked at him. I went, Robin. And he went, what? And I went, can you remember that bubblegum ice cream you had the other day? And he went, yeah. And I just lifted the toilet's lid up and he looked at it in his face.
Did he get it?
He was right. He just went hard. He's like, he went, go take a photo for mum. Of course, we're going to take a photo for mum. And so he obviously ran and got it. But then he delivered it the same as you. He came down, he got the photo ready and he looked at you and he went, mum, remember that bubblegum ice cream I had? Then he just turned the phone around and I was just like, so proud. he delivered it exactly the same as me. The time and everything.
It was so bad. What was in that?
It was bizarre because you went, Robin, you are never having that again. And he went, okay.
He actually got it.
He might have been a bit freaked out that he just shit with bright blue.
Horrendous. Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of our son, Robin, I had to tell him off the other day. Not tell him off, but I had to give him a dressing down.
Right, wow, okay.
From all of the women.
Makes a change for being me. From all of the women ever?
He's learned a new rhyme from school.
Oh, God.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I don't know.
Obviously, you know, me. Just hear it. I was like, Robin, I don't think that's very cool. Are you ready?
Right.
Boys are strong like King Kong. Girls are weak. Chuck them in a creek. I was so offended. I was like, Robin, that's not Ari. Like, girls aren't weak. He was like, yeah, but there some girls are. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Shite that, innit?
Chuck them in a creek.
Girls are weak. Chuck them in a creek.
Boys are strong like King Kong. Aye, girls you know what are it is? Weak? First time a girl kicks his ass, he's going to shit his pants.
His pants, isn't he?
Yeah.
I was like, why?
Where's he finding a creek? And why are they getting chucked in a creek just for being weak?
You know,
weak or not, don't be throwing anyone, male or female, into a creek, guys. Come on.
What year is it going to get better, though? It's never going to get better, is it?
Seven in it.
I know, of course it is, but.
But well done.
I just thought it was funny.
Did you dress him down? Did you teach him all about the suffragettes?
Nearly.
Yeah.
I nearly got a, you know, PowerPoint out, but I thought.
You
know,
you should just
he got it in the end. He did get it.
Do you know what I said? I'd have went, what about Wonder Woman? I'd have went, what about your mom? Seen your man pick you up and smack your bum. Well, pretend to smack your bum. Girls are weak. Chuck them in a creek. Good night, everyone. Babadoo, 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 ba. So the other day, I had a night off, and you were working.
Yes.
You were doing a gig. Your friend Angela's in a fantastic band called Groove Train.
Yes.
Went and watched them at Hoochie Coochie in Newcastle. Yeah. Guys, if you ever see Groove Train, about... ready to do it. If you ever see the name anywhere, they're an amazing band. I genuinely loved it.
Thanks very much.
You and Steph were guests. Your mate Steph, friend of the podcast. You were guest backing vocals. Yeah. Cy King from Hairy Bikers is on the bongos. It was a star-studded night. I had a lovely time, right? I famously got far too pissed and then I met you in the interval and you said, stop drinking.
I don't know why you keep doing this.
Yeah. On my holidays.
You're ridiculous.
On my holidays.
Came back. Absolutely mortal.
I was steaming
really loud. The band were just chilling, and you were on a completely different
vibe. I think they were loud for 45 minutes.
The thing that pissed me off about it was that if you were doing a gig, bear in mind you're in the same industry performing. If you were doing a gig and somebody came back the same level as pissed as you, you would lose your shit.
That's why I don't have intervals.
You would lose
lazy
your rag.
But
so much.
However, I did stop drinking and I did sober up and I did enjoy the rest of the show.
You did, yeah.
And I had an epiphany. I stood there and I watched you and Angela and Steph. You've been friends for years, years and years and years, met together singing, right?
I think we've been friends about 16, 17 years.
Incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal singers, all three of you, right? Love watching you. And I thought you could form your own little band, a little trio, right? And I've come up with some names for yous.
Oh, God.
So, don't look at my screen.
All right.
So, I saw you singing with your two mates, and I've got some names for yous, right? Because, you know, obviously, you know, you can't go in at that sort of Little Mix, you know, teen Bobby market. You've got to go
No, they wouldn't.
You've got kids and stuff. You know, you've got to go a little bit. So I've workchopped some names from your era of music, and then I've sort of tried to, you know, put them,
great,
adapt them, accordingly, right?
It's going to be slagging, isn't it?
Instead of atomic kitten,
yeah,
this could be atomic cats.
Brilliant.
Because you're not kittens, because you're older.
Older.
Old.
Yeah.
Instead, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Destiny's Ma.
I quite like that.
You're absolutely not Destiny's Child. You are Destiny's Ma. Or maybe Destiny's Grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of Bewitched.
Yeah.
Old Slags.
Thank you for me slagging it. Please welcome to the stage the Old Slags. Hello. Welcome.
So yeah, I wrote that down while drunk.
Did you?
I read it the next day and I was like, oh, Chris, you are great.
Oh, God. My arm is magnificent. Hear you. Hear you.
Oh, my arm is magnificent. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef.
Okay, so I had a plethora of beefs for you this week.
Why have you always got loads and I struggle? Just mean Chris,
struggle.
To find them.
2 seconds ago, you went, I don't think I've got a beef. Oh, no, I've got one. It was that amount of time.
Because
so
you know
start.
What's hilarious, right? Mm. I always write... Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. How unprofessional. I always write stuff in my notes. Mm. Just about stuff that happened so we can talk about
it.
But then... Often, me notes, I could just turn into an annoyance about you.
Yes.
And that's what I've done.
Fantastic.
So that's...
Okay, so you've just quickly adapted something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the fly. Yeah. Okay, happy days. So do you want to go first?
I will go first.
Go on then.
World Cup started.
Yeah.
You have professed for years, don't like football.
Yeah.
Not that bothered. You've decided you're going to get into it this year.
Yeah.
And as with everything that you decide that you're going to get into, you've really getting into it.
Rosie.
To the point of you're watching all the matches, you're arranging nights out, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You bought a sticker book for you and Robin to do.
Official Panini Qatar 2022 sticker album.
Lovely, really chuffed. You know, spending time, quality time together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last night,
when
it was time to, you know, get the kids sorted, time for bed, what were you doing?
Putting your
little stickers in your album. Yeah. And this is you all over. This is Mr. I'm not bothered about this. Oh, it's shit, honestly. Ooh, what's this? And then you'll just be into it forever and to the point of you forgetting about your family because you're filling in a fucking sticker book.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, Rosie.
I've got one more thing.
Yeah.
Never, ever thought I'd have to hear shinies.
Shinies.
Ever again.
Oh, we got a few shinies yesterday in the packs.
Listen to it, bit of a nick. Because all it reminds us of is like 12-year-old lad I used to go to school with swapping shinies.
Yeah.
And hearing you and Robin talk about shinies, I was like, why am I a grown up hearing my husband, who I have to have sex with, talking about swapping shinies?
Have to have sex with.
Well, apparently it's good for your relationship.
Have to have sex with. That might be the biggest insult I think I've ever received in my life.
I read a book once and it said, you have to have sex with
your husband. My husband, who I have to have sex with.
Well, I can't have sex with anybody else.
Listen, right, first of all, a couple of things. First of all, I don't know how many times I've had to tell you this, Rosie, but I'm a football guy now.
Oh, you're such a dick.
I've told you this so many times. Listen, cutters, I bleed football.
Wow.
Right? Ask us what happened to breakfast yesterday. Football on toast. Right?
What'd you have for your lunch?
Bowl of football with some bread to dip in it.
What'd you have for your tea?
Football bolognese.
What'd you have for dessert?
Bowl of football and custard.
A football and custard. I'm going to get a football cake. Could
what?
A football cake.
Don't be ridiculous. Uh-huh. Now,
or some slices of orange.
No, they don't work. So obviously I'm a football guy now. Watch all the fixtures, know all the teams, know all the stuff. Me and Robin got the Panini album. We got very excited.
Why is it called Panini?
The
album.
Oh, sorry. You make you hungry. Make you think about a little cheese panini every time I see it.
But that's a bit. No.
Trotting off to the fridge, are you? Clomp.
Sorry.
Getting the Breville out.
Right, hang on. How long have paninis been about?
I don't know.
So this company thought, we'll make sticker books. What should we call ourselves? Oh, the sticker book company. No, I tell you what. Panini. We'll call ourselves Panini. It's got nothing to do with anything that would do. What a stupid name.
All right, yes, it is quite irritating, but I think Panini...
It's spelled the same?
Right, okay. I don't know if it's spelled the same, man. I'm too busy looking at the shinies.
Right, great.
That's pissed me right off.
Right,
but I was collecting them when I was a kid in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
But I guarantee if you went into a cafe in the 90s and asked for a Panini, they'd hand you a tissue and say, bless you. Right.
Fair enough, it might have been around before.
So, it may be in some countries, but not here. Anyway, right, we got number 00 yesterday, which was, you open the book, right, the one we were very excited about. It's shiny, it's number 00, it's
Who
the
is
first,
it?
It's the Panini logo in shiny with a man kicking
with
panini written on. It's not a panini. It's a man kicking a football.
Is he kicking a panini?
He's kicking a ham and cheese panini.
What is it called, panini?
I don't know what it's called, panini.
It's really annoying.
I know it's really annoying, mate, as well. I'm trying to just get over it, right?
It's like, yes. He has your new driving license. What's the company called that makes it? Croissant.
Why is your driving license being made?
First thing I could think of. My brother was talking about driving license.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, so, okay, so, right. So, you've got zero. It's not a football player. It's just.
It's the first one. It's the first one in the book.
That's pretty good. Is that good?
I think so. I don't know. Are any of them good? Someone told us. Now, this is going to upset you.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to tell you this. I don't even know why I'm telling this. Probably just for jokes. For jokes.
Right.
Someone told us that. Because obviously, you get them in swap and stuff, right? You get the stickers in swaps.
Is he allowed to take them to school?
I don't know. Everything got banned at my school. Can you remember, it's everything got banned. Pogs every
got
assembly,
banned.
Which, people are swapping pogs, banned. Tazos, just the same as pogs with lines in the side, banned. What were they called?
Tamagotchis.
What were the other thing? Go-Go's. Can you remember the little plastic things that were like little boglins in my pocket, wrestlers in my pocket? Everything.
And
tossed. They banned everything. We couldn't do fuck all at school.
I know, shite, wasn't it?
So I don't know what his school's like. It might be a bit better now. But so you can get them in swap, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's every single World Cup team is in the book, right?
Right.
And you get your. I bought a few packs yesterday. And I got
No, tell them how many packs you bought.
Fucking loads. I panicked. I bought so many packs.
Ridiculous.
Honestly, I think I came home with 30 packs of stickers.
Oh
yesterday.
My. What is wrong with you?
I didn't know.
Why are you so excessive? Why couldn't you just bought two packs? You're so excessive.
So two things I probably think. Two things I shouldn't tell you, but I will for the listeners. These two things I'm about to tell you will get us in trouble, but I'll tell you for the listeners because I know they'll get a kick out of it, and I know this argument gives them
great.
Joy.
Great. I hope you're always all happy that our marriage is collapsing because of these paninis. tell us what I wear.
So the first thing is, it's got all the panini sticker book has got all of the different. I know you can't take it seriously. The World Cup, we'll call it the World Cup sticker book. It's got all the different teams in and all the different, there's a little history thing in the back. So there's loads of stickers. If you could somehow orchestrate it so that you bought all of the correct stickers without getting any in swap, it would cost about £750, apparently.
Do not tell me that you've done that.
No, but to fill it to fill it without any swaps would be £750.
Right.
And I've started it now, and you know how I work, so I'm going to have to finish it. And I know you said only buy a couple of the. Do you know when you go into the news agents and on the little counter there is the box of this with all of the stickers in. Well, you can buy the boxes on Amazon. It's on its way.
You're fucking kidding me.
Two of them.
How much were they?
Don't worry about it.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? You're 36 years old. Who do you know that you can do swapsies with?
There'll be a website.
You're going to have to go into some schools and stand in the play yard. You're off your face. Is that guy who hosted Children in Need in a hoodie trying to do swapsies with the kids at the bottom of the schoolyard? Somebody call the police. Is it Chris Ramsey? Run! Robin, run! Don't forget your shinies. You've got on. How much was it? Tell us.
I'm joking.
Tell
I didn't
us.
Buy them. I'm joking. I didn't buy them. But I just
you're not
to
joking.
Upset.
I'm not joking.
I mean, I'm not. Well, it was a joke. I haven't bought the two boxes. I've considered
I don't believe
it.
You.
I've considered it. Because I was talking to my mates in the pub about it yesterday, and they know exactly what I'm like. They went, you're just going to buy like hundreds of pounds worth of stickers all in one go, aren't you? And I was like, well, and they were like, well, that's not how you do it. They were like, every time you pop to the shop, every time you get a big shop in, get a couple of stickers and ebb it out like that. Mm-hmm. So you come in and you get a little shut the bin up for 10 minutes, he sticks them in. So that's how I'm going to do it. I had to fight every fibre of me being and not buy two big fucking boxes of them.
How much were they?
I don't know. I'm sure it was like something fucking crazy, like £50 for a box of them. It's mad.
Please don't.
I'm not going to. I'm gonna
if I dare see them turn up at the door, I don't believe you.
Well, look, totally unrelated. I'm going to be making quite a few trips to and from the post box over the next few days.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't.
Tell us the truth.
I didn't. I promise I didn't. I promise
swear?
I didn't. Promise, swear down.
Right.
I didn't.
What was the other thing that was going to annoy us?
Oh, that costs like hundreds of pounds to fill the
annual. Okay.
But someone told me that after I'd already bought it, and that was upsetting. I'd already bought it then.
But what?
The annual.
The panini.
The annual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there we go. Listen, I've got a beef with you anyway, you fucking holier than thou. Who the fuck do you think you are? My beef with you, and this is horrible. You ruined. So Once, everyone will be familiar with the time you made us a lovely stew or a soup or whatever, and you left the bokeh garni in, and I chewed it, and I was nearly sick.
Oh, yeah. Remember? I've never used bokeh garni since. If you don't know what bokeh garni is, it's like a tea bag with loads of herbs in.
And she left it in a soup, and I chewed it for about 20 minutes. I was like, what's happening with this?
Nice stew, though.
No, it wasn't nice. It was awful. I was hoying up. I felt like I was going to throw up for like 3 days. So last week, you were popping off to do some work, to do something in a rush out of the house.
Earning some money for this house.
In a rush out of the house, right? You were on your way out. And you were like, I'm getting ready. Can you make us something to eat? And I was like, absolutely no problem. I'll make you something to eat. So I made you some chicken soup. Chicken soup and a little slice of bread. Remember? You ate it upstairs while you were getting ready.
Yeah, it was awful, actually. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't. You didn't make the soup from scratch. It was just not a very nice soup.
Well, a couple of things. You dropped your phone in it.
I did, yeah.
Which annoyed us. One, eating it in your bedroom like a teenager. Well, eating in your bedroom like a fucking teenager, that irritates us.
Because I'm getting ready. I'm doing two things at once.
Irritating. Then you drop your phone in it, and I heard that happening. I dropped my phone in it. I was like, this fucking chicken splashed up the walls and that chicken soup. This is going to be great. There was. You said you tidied it up. I went up afterwards. It was everywhere still. I tidied all that up. I went down. You left. I said bye. I went and did something else. I think I got a shower or something. And I went back to the kitchen, and you had left. You brought the bowl and the plate down, which you never normally do. In the bowl, half hanging out of the bowl. So there was half a bowl of soup that you hadn't ate, so I had to dispose of that. You can't just pour it down the sink. It's got bits of chicken.
Well, you put it in the bin.
Half in the bowl, half out of the bowl was... Do you want to tell everyone? You probably remember what it is. Do you want to tell everyone what it was?
Is it dental floss?
It was dental floss.
Why is that bad? It was going in the bin. I thought, do you know what disgusting. It is? Why should I walk to the bin when I know this is going in the bin? So I just put it in there.
Disgusting.
Why?
I literally had to like pick the dental floss out, and it was like half of it was like dipped and covered in soup and pulling bits of chicken out with it. And I was going to have soup for my lunch, but all I could think of was dental floss floating in soup, and I couldn't eat soup.
Oh, it's gutted.
Ugh.
Sad for you.
Honestly.
No, I stand by that. I'd floss my teeth because I'm not a scruff, right? Not a scruff.
What are you doing flossing your teeth at the same place where you eat? What kind of fucking monster?
No, it was when I'd finished.
But what did you... I'll just hover over this half-empty bowl of soup.
Why does that bother you?
It's just the way you live your life, man. It's like there's no rules, man. It's disgusting, man.
It didn't bother me.
You're minging.
I was watching my iPad. Ugh. So I flossed my teeth over me leftover chicken soup, watching my iPad. And then I thought, hang on, I could walk back to the bathroom and put this in the bathroom bin. Or this chicken soup's going in the bin, so I'll put it in there.
Horrible.
I actually think I'm saving time.
Nah.
Oh, wow. Can't believe that's a beef.
It made us want to cry. Just
good. That's why I might have done it for that.
Brilliant.
Good to make you cry.
Awful. Awful.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about ByHeart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called ByHeart, and it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you would like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your stories. Send us your questions. Send us your icks. Send us your would you rathers. Send us all of that juicy, juicy, lovely stuff.
Send us your bitches or your tits.
Wow. Wow. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Sometimes my brain. I've got a couple of like icks, like slash beefs here, right?
Okay. Okay, cool.
So this is, I actually agree with this.
Okay.
Right? But right. I don't know whether it's because I'm quite a confident swimmer.
Right.
Okay.
I get that in, didn't you?
It's the only thing I'm good at.
Every couple of episodes you mentioned how good you can swim.
Chris, it's the only sport that I'm good at. Yeah. So when I was away with the girls in Portugal, I did the butterfly.
Yeah.
And I actually caught a couple of them giving each other like looks as in like, what the fuck's you doing?
No, yeah. Because the butterfly.
I was like, yeah, it's the only thing I'm good at. So I'm going to do it and you're going to watch.
Like, the butterfly looks like you're being dragged along behind a pedalo. It's just a mess.
It's a skillful.
It's a mess. No one's ever done that.
What's it called? A skillful stroke.
A skillful stroke. Great.
Hello.
I don't know if I made this point before when we were talking about the butterfly, but it's just popped in my head. In no scenario ever has someone gone, oh my god, quick, that person out there's drowning, and someone's went, no problem, oh don't worry, she's gonna go and save them, oh god, she's doing the butterfly, why would you pick that one? Oh, they've drowned because she did the butterfly for no other reason than to show off.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Okay, hello Rosie and Chris. My ick is people who hold their nose when they go underwater.
Yeah.
Especially when they jump in.
Yeah. All
really
right,
kids, absolutely fair enough. Yeah. Like, that's fine. Adults who... And then I kind of get a little bit annoyed by people who don't put their head under the water. Mm. And I get it. But I'm just getting...
People who don't want to get their hair wet while swimming in the pool.
Yeah.
Look at... Yeah, we can't promise that.
Yeah.
Other users of the pool, we can't promise that. Don't splashes. Well, you're in the pool, apart everything apart from your face and head.
Yeah.
What do you mean don't splash you? You're 95% soaked, submerged. Yeah, my mum used to do that on holiday. Don't splashes.
Your mum just stopped getting in the pool altogether.
Oh, my mum and dad just stopped.
The lizards.
The lizards, yeah, they stopped getting in the pool altogether. Yeah.
We talked about that years ago.
I feel like if I'm on holiday and my mum and dad got in the pool, they'd just flounder around and you'd have to get the big sort of net, you know, the net that you get around the villa. I think you'd have to get the net to get them out like a lizard who'd fell in, like a wasp. Come on, I'll get you out. Back on the lounger. Yeah. That was horrible. Where's my Kindle? That was horrible.
Yeah, I can't bear it. We once went to France and my mum booked an apartment. It was lovely, but there was no pool. Mm. And we were sunbathing. I was like, I'm going to die.
Wow.
I need a dip. I need a dip in.
Looking at other people's pools. Could you hear anyone else's pool? That would be horrible.
No, I couldn't actually. That would really upset us.
I remember once when I was on holiday with my mum and dad, they used to make us go for massive walk. Again, first world problems. I was lucky enough to have holidays when I was a kid, but they used to make it. I'd rather not. I had mates. Because my mum used to always go, you've got friends who never go on holiday? I was like, yeah, they stay and they play on the computers and they play on the streets and they play football outside. They have a fucking mid time and I'm walking around Rhodes Old Town with you two daft cunts.
No, I've got your mum and dad back there. Nah. Like, that's so
bear it, right?
You entitled little shit. I loved all my holidays.
Nah. Look, I'm seven. Don't take us to the Old Town. I don't want to go. I don't want to walk around.
Oh, when they
town.
Take you around to all the shite.
Chris, look at that old church. Oh my God, I don't care. There was there was an arcade at the pool. So anyway, we once went on this massive fucking ridiculous walk, right? They made us go on this.
I love that
walk.
You talked about Rhodes as well, by the way. That made Rhodes, me funny flower a little bit.
Oh yeah, but you did butterfly in Rhodes, did you? Pathetic. Now, we went on this massive walk, right? Did you just fart?
No.
All right. We went on this massive walk, right, in Rhodes or somewhere like that.
Right.
We walked out, left the hotel for the day. My mum and dad, sick of being around the pool. Come on, let's go and explore. Let's go and have a look around. So I'm getting dragged along with them. I'm like 7 or 8 or 9, right? I'm getting dragged around. And we went to like a bar, stopped at the bar. They were, you know, got some lunch or whatever. And this bar had this massive pool, right?
Right.
But because it was just a bar that had a pool, you had to pay to go in the pool.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't pay. So I sat with them while they had a drink, walking miles and miles, and I just sat while other people, there was only 2 or 3 people in the pool, but I was like, can I go in the pool? There's a pool at the hotel, we're not paying for you to go in that one. And I just sat. God, it was awful.
Aww.
I remember the bit, I've never wanted to jump in a pool so much in my life.
Oh, bless you.
Unbelievable. Stop
you,
the kids
you were just on
places.
Holiday with your mum and dad in the piss up, weren't you?
No, I was just, I was third wheeling on my mum and dad's piss up for years and years and years until I didn't have to go anymore.
Yeah. Bless you.
Only child.
Well, only child. I didn't go abroad for 5 years.
Right.
So.
You lucky bitch.
No, I was devastated.
Nah, I'd have loved that. I'd have bloody loved that. Swap you. Want to go around the old town? Eh? Oh, look at this old doorway. Ah, oh, man.
Yeah, we used to hate that. I remember when we were kids and we'd go to the Lake District and stuff like that. And my mum would be like, we're going to go, see this. We're going to go. And you'd be like, absolutely not. Is there a park?
Like,
there a river?
I couldn't think of
anything
worse.
Is there a stream
worse?
We can play in?
I couldn't think of anything worse than dragging Robin to something he didn't want to go to now. And it's not because I want him to fully have a nice time. That's because I want to have a nice time.
Well, because he's
I'll sit on my phone. I'll sit on my phone while he's doing something he wants to do. Mm. Christ. Anyway, what's your next ick?
Okay, so it's an ick, but I think it's just a beef. I think these are just beefs in people's relationships, right? Okay. Hope you're both well. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I've been with my partner for 7 years and love him to bits, but the way he orders a pint of beer literally makes me want to vomit every time I hear it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Any normal person would say, I'll have a pint of Peroni, please. However, my partner decides to be a massive knob and orders it as follows. I'll have a Peroni. Pint of. Why the fuck does he do this? Why does he put the quantity of the liquid he requires after the order?
That's great. I really love that.
I'll have a wine, please. Glass of.
Small glass of. I'll have a wine, please. Small glass of. I'll have a Peroni, a pint of. I'll have a Moretti, bottle of. I'll have a Strongbow, half of. I'll have a Fruit Shoot, bottle of. And I'll have a gin and tonic, shot of. One shot of.
I can see how it's annoying, but
do you
at the
think
same time.
Thinks it's a bit James Bondy.
Oh,
Bond,
like the
James Bond, Peroni,
yeah,
pint of.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe he's a bit like that. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll have a Peroni, please. Pint of.
There's another ick here. Yeah. It says, as I'm on a roll, another ick I have with him is how he dresses for bed. He wears a t-shirt and nothing else.
I've heard about people who do this.
Yeah.
I've heard about people who do this.
Not a t-shirt and boxers, just a t-shirt with his limp dick and balls sticking out and flapping.
Oh,
somebody.
My God.
It turns my stomach.
Have we not talked about this before? Oh, I feel like we've talked about this before. That's amazing.
No, I don't think we have.
So he basically wears a small nightie.
He looks like an oversized hairy Tommy from the Rugrats.
I don't understand why you would do that. I've got no idea why you would wear just a t-shirt. That's absolute. It's disgusting.
But why is it though? Why is it?
You've got the worst bits on show. I want to be warm, but I want to be cool on me manky bits.
He might really hate his nipples.
Right. So, what? But you can
he
do
might
both.
Have a secret,
but you can do both.
He might have a secret tattoo that she doesn't know about.
Yeah, well, we'll put some kegs on as well. No one's put a gun to your head when you can pick one. Listen, fucker, you can pick one garment before you go to bed.
But,
well, I'm going to murder
you. I can't sleep naked.
Right.
I can't sleep with my vagina out. I can't. I just physically can't.
Was it the smell?
It took us years to get used to not wearing knickers. Seriously?
The smell, it's the fumes.
No.
With your eyes water.
It's not.
Cutting onions.
No. Okay. I just can't. I don't know why. No? It's weird, isn't it? People sleep differently.
Yeah.
I've only just stopped wearing knickers to bed.
Right.
Because my mum was like, you're going to get an infection.
What?
I don't know. She was just constantly like, you can't breathe. You're not letting anything breathe. So I just wear like wearing
you
kegs.
And your mom have such a strange relationship. I can't remember the last time my dad or my mom commented on how much air needs to get to my cock and bollocks. I honestly, I tell you, I can't remember. It was never.
All right then. Well, vaginas are a very I keep saying vaginas.
Vaginas.
It's oval. Vaginas. Oh, Robin's got a talk at the school. I forgot to tell you. Have you been? You don't get the emails, you
what
dick.
What a segue this is.
He's got a talk at the school about private parts and stuff. So I've got to have a word with him about the proper names for stuff.
Right.
Mm.
He's got a talk at the school about it.
Yeah. No. It actually sounds amazing. There's these women go in and they work.
Oh my God! I thought you meant he was doing it.
What?
I thought you meant he had to stand up and fucking hell. I was panicking.
No.
You said he's got a talk at the school, so I've got to tell him the proper names for it. I was fucking hell,
no.
He's winging it.
No. There's
oh,
people.
Right.
There's
that
there's a company.
I've nearly pulled him out of the school there.
No, it's a really good idea. There's a company that's going into the school and they talk to the children about appropriate sort of interactions.
Brilliant.
And it's really, I watched a video about it. It sounds brilliant. And I just think it's really important anyway. That's so, great. But I need to tell him because on the video, it's that age old thing in the age old discussion of do you call private parts, by the real names or like, you know, because we say a tiddler and that, but he also he does know that it's a penis.
Right. Yeah,
and he does, but you know, we call front bums, but he does also know that it's called vagina.
Right.
So I feel like we're kind of balancing both, but I'm going to have a chat with him and say, do you know what that's called? And anyway.
So that's right. Okay, so he's going to go in there. I don't want him to get wrong.
I don't want them to go, what does everyone call the bits? And he'll be like, Chucky? Yeah. Tiddler? Peas and mash? Like, do you know what I mean?
He's in match.
I did. I made that one up.
But they can't. Yeah. So they can't tell them off though. It's just if they're there to teach them stuff and they're going to do it. And I think that's a really good idea. Let them, you know, get them to know about, you know,
that basically
private parts and stuff. And
nobody else can touch you. Private parts. You don't touch other people's private parts.
So a special company comes in, does all that. And look, if he wants to get up and add to it, he can.
I mean, probably will.
And put a bit in. Yeah. Open mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hope he does his poem.
Be a perfect opportunity for his poem, actually.
Boys have willies because they're silly. Girls have fannies. Kick them down an alley.
Stop. Honestly.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah. Kicked after he's done.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Further to the beaver out / door open / waxing story the other day, I thought you might like mine. Remember a while ago we talked about somebody getting a wax and the door was open?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah. For the air, because it was too hot in the room.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
When I'd not long since had my second baby, in brackets, he's 15 now, I thought I'd try and feel a bit better and treat myself to a bikini wax.
Okay.
Absolutely never crossed my mind. Ever.
Crazy that, yeah. But I'm feeling a bit tired and down. What should I do? Oh, I'll go and get someone to rip a load of hairs out of me fanny. That'll be a good little afternoon. Jesus.
Crazy.
Sit down and watch a telly.
Yeah, have a crazy. Anyway, whatever floaty boat. Didn't start off well when she got the scissors out to trim off the excess before she started.
Heavens to Betty.
I'd explained I'd recently had a baby who was waiting outside the room with my sister, screaming. So relaxing, but still I felt like a minger. She started the waxing, all normal so far, when she accidentally let the wax stick slip out of her hand, whether this was anything to do with my massive bush, I don't know, flinging hot wax towards me and hitting me in the face.
Oh, okay.
The wooden stick thing sticking in my hair.
Oh.
She kept getting the wax paper stuck and trying to heat it up and try to get out my hair, not very successfully. It's not going well.
A hair on her head?
Yes.
She somehow flicked the sticker. What was she doing? A fucking handstand. How's it gone from the a groin area to a head and face?
I've got no idea, but it obviously was an accident. She's slathering it on. It's just flicked up or something, but it's in her hair. It's good. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Baby still screaming outside.
Brilliant.
Me laying there covered in wax and not knowing where to put myself. She says, we're finished now. I shuffle out the room to where the till and waiting areas to retrieve my baby and pay. The beautician girl then shouts loudly over to the till, overgrown bikini, so it's £13 instead of the usual £9. Mortified. Imagine that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's like when you go at the car wash and it's like normal cars and 4x4s, £7, brackets £10 if they're really dirty.
Aye, basically.
£9, but £13 if you've got a fucking load of pubes out your dirty.
Fucking hairy as fuck. Took us 20 minutes more than usual.
Porn star special. 70s porn star special going in the till, Vera.
But that's the thing, actually, because I've never had... I have had a... I've only had one wax. And then me and Kate did it once at home, and that was horrendous.
Your family was so strange. Your mum's gone on about your fanny needs to breathe at night, and you and your sister are having blooming sibling fanny waxing parties.
Well, because she was older than me, and she bought the strips things, so I had a shot. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It was awful. Pure little baby pubes. I was only about 15.
I go back to Holy Island to grow the rest of them back out.
Yeah, me, I was shocked, mortified. And then I think I'm allergic to wheat.
Right.
As I came out in a rash once.
Right, okay.
I might try that again, actually. It's been a long time. I'm a lot rougher down there. I know, I keep hitting the mic. I'm sorry, what are you going to do?
God. Fucking put wheat in your eyes.
Babadoo, 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 ba. We need we need to address this once and for all.
Okay.
Right. And then we need to just sort this out because it's getting too much.
That sounds serious. I don't know.
It's getting too much.
Right.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Myself, female, and my partner, male, have been long-time listeners and finally caught up with all the podcasts. We have recently had a dilemma, which is perfect for this podcast. Please keep me anonymous as I have family that listen.
Wow.
We've recently stopped using condoms. And as you can imagine, it can make a bit of a mess, right?
Okay.
Yeah, the drip. From the first time we came up with the idea of grabbing a top from the dirty washing basket and using it to catch any mess to keep the bed dry. However, it always just ends up that we use one of my partner's tops, partly because his rarely make it to the wash, rather just the floor at the side of the bed. However, tonight, he has said we should start using my tops instead. I argued that it is his mess, so should be his tops.
Both in brackets.
Never needed both this when we use condoms. So whose tops should we use, if any? Why? Why is everyone using tops?
Don't know why everyone's using
tops. Why can't people... What is wrong with toilet roll?
I don't know.
What's wrong with toilet roll?
I don't know.
Are we posh?
I don't know why. I don't know why they're using top. I understand if you're not prepared and you could use a top.
No, Chris, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've never done that, I don't think, in my entire life.
No.
I've never mopped up somebody's spunk with one of me tops or an item of clothing.
But I just love the fact that they do it that often, that it's now like, oh, we won't know we've used my tops too many times. Let's swap to your tops.
Oh, God.
Not even let's bring a towel in and then put the towel in the washer. Let's do some toilet roll and put the toilet in. Like, what is going on?
This is the one time when I think flannels are use a flannel. Just have a flannel.
You know how I feel about flannels.
I know, Chris, but at the same time, you're going to meet someone, right? Right? You're going to be on a night out and there's going to be a lovely lad there and he's going to might go, oh, you're Chris Ramsey. You're nice to meet you. Can I get a photo? And you get a photo. You shake his hand. You might touch his top. He's probably had his spunk on there.
Around him, yeah. His spunk all over the shoulders.
Like, everyone's just wearing cummy clothes.
Well, and not just that. They're putting them clothes then into the wash with all the other clothes.
With the kids' clothes?
Yeah, well, you're washing all of your entire family's clothes in diluted spunk and family juice.
Oh, it's so wrong. And I'm a scruff. And I'm sorry, I'm getting angry. I keep moving the thing. I'm a proper scruff. You know I am.
Yeah,
like, literally,
your beef this week
was that I left floss. Right, I am. I don't agree with just wiping your bits up with clothes.
Well, I mean, what's next? A curtain?
Probably.
The floor, the carpet.
Bottom of the blind, you're right. Just go to the toilet, right? Get your phone, let it drip out.
Get your phone?
Sit on your phone on the toilet for 5 minutes. The old-fashioned way, glib, glab, glob, and let it just come out.
Let gravity
do its work, do you know what I mean?
There's the title this week, guys, glib, glab, glob.
Glib, glab, glob? I just don't understand.
First of all, she says it's his mess. It's both of your mess. You helped create the mess, love.
It's more his mess.
Yeah, but it wouldn't come out if she wasn't involved. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's his mess.
Yeah, it's not his mess. She has extracted the mess. Mm. Right?
Nah.
You don't squeeze someone's spot and then go, now tidy all that up, you dirty sod. You squeeze the spot.
No, I would. I'd say that's their responsibility.
Nah. Okay, then. So you've opened someone's birthday presents, but you've opened it and you've left the paper all over the floor, and then they have to pick the paper up.
I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Fucking hell!
What did you say?
What were you thinking about?
Spunk.
You're always thinking about spunk.
I was thinking about whose responsibility it is, and I just don't understand why no one can use toilet roll anymore.
It's crazy.
How big's your house? How far away are you from a bathroom?
Yeah.
Lazy bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, don't want to get the bed wet. Change your sheets.
I can only imagine we're talking about the guys pulling out and you know, fucking fireworks, spraying all over the place here. That's why the top must be used. I can imagine.
But then sometimes, right? Okay, we're going to get really filthy here. But, you know, we all shit. We all have sex. Blah, blah, blah.
You shit.
Some more than others. Right.
Right.
Spray and pray, do it somewhere, you know, on a part of the body, and then you just wash that part of the body.
Yeah.
It's actually better.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but I don't know why clothing seems to be the thing.
We've had so many emails.
Do you know what everyone should get?
Mm.
Do you know when you go to a, like a public toilet and it's got a baby changing facility, and sometimes they've got that big, long, white roll of like, paper stuff, and you pull it out, and you cut it, and you put it on the baby changer to put your baby on. You should all have one of them above your headboard. Your dirty, horrible,
and put it on the bed.
Slag bags. just pull it down like that. Like when you go to the doctors and you've got to sit on the bed and then you get off the bed and then they take the paper away and they pull a new one down.
Yeah.
There you go. You're all thinking that fucking dirty. Get one of them on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop using people's t-shirts and shirts.
I just don't get it.
Put them in. You're putting them shirts and clothes in the washer with your family stuff, man. I know. Your kids are going to school with your spunk on them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get them taken off you.
The smell all spicy at school. It's so wrong. Is it weird that I find that just so disgusting? Like, why is just using... He's a grown adult. Why
I can understand a couple of times. I can understand a couple of times. It's the planning of it. It's like, let's always use a top. Yeah. Let's not always use a top. Your washing machine's not that good.
No,
it's good. Not that good.
Oh, yeah. Putting Calgon. keeping Calgon in business. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Always, 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 and thank you.
I'm from the UK and live a very normal and rather innocent life, so didn't think I'd ever have a story to send. Well, that's till last week when I flew to Vietnam completely solo for my first proper backpacking adventure.
Oh, here we go.
The first night of the trip, me and another girl from the hostel went for a night out in...
There's the magic word.
Yeah, it is.
Hostel.
Hanoi?
Hanoi. Yeah.
Hanoi, is that...
Yeah.
It started with free beer in the hostel. Yes, this is the thing. In all hostels, from 7 to 8, you get free beer.
Whoa.
But as you can imagine, it's pure piss shit.
Ah,
yeah, it's not going to be nice.
No.
The night then escalated into cocktails and shots pretty quickly and soon ended up in the clubs of Hanoi.
Okay.
As solo female travellers, you're constantly socialising and meeting new people, and I got to know quite a few lads very quickly. Oh. After kissing one and him quickly disappearing, heartbroken, I swiftly found someone else and, yes, kissed him too.
Gee whiz.
Jeez, racy. Around 1 a.m, I lost the second guy too, so me and my friend...
It was just the fork in the road in my head. She was like, being female travellers, I thought she was going to go, gotta be very careful, you know. I've kissed one, he disappeared, I chased him, and I kissed him, he fucked off, I gotta keep a hold of him. Oh god.
The travel agent told me that I'd be booking every night. Go backpacking, yes, you see the sights, but you'll be booking every night. Yeah.
Mind you, take some small electronic trackers to stick the men you kiss, because they will just fuck off. Jesus.
Right, anyway,
what you been doing?
She's clearly... I don't even want to say it. Right, so... Hold on.
Do you think she's one of them person who's like kisses once and then is like, so what we're doing tomorrow? Oh, we're moving in together. Maybe. Oh, we're getting married. I love you.
You don't know. She might be just a really shit kisser.
Right, yeah. Teeth smasher.
No, I don't want to say that. I feel awful about that.
I do. But... You're a teeth smasher. I know. I've seen your type, smashing your teeth off my teeth. Get your teeth off my teeth, man.
Oh,
will you?
Stop it. No, I think she's lovely.
Yes.
So
I don't think she is, but carry on.
The second guy. So me and my... No, but this happened. I've kissed people before.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've lost them.
Yeah, yeah.
The one kiss that I will never, my friend Steph will never let me forget, mm-hmm. was when I kissed a guy in a club.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yeah, I've just kissed that guy. And she was like, oh my God, you just kissed that guy. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Half an hour later, Stephanie, laughing her head off, saw the guy kissing another man. And said, weren't you just kissing him? And I went, oh, yes. So I was.
One kiss with Rosie Winter could turn you gay. Careful, guys.
Was he bisexual or was he just so disgusted by me?
I think he was always like curious. And then he kissed you once and went, nah. If that's absolutely not, get some tiddlers over here for me. Because that woman... was revolting.
Honestly, do you know what's hilarious? That was a really bad point in my life when I was very...
I can't imagine it being good.
I just split up with my longtime boyfriend and I was like on the bull and he was fit as well. And yeah, just her and Steph just laughing her head off.
Wow.
Oh, anyway. Oh. So, lost him. He won't kiss us again. It's really weird.
Ugh, I'm never doing that again. macho man. Nah, nah, nah.
Listen, she's lost the second guy. So they've left the club and started making their way back to the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we walked out, I clocked eyes with a guy sat outside with a skateboard. Mm. It says
fucking Bart Simpson.
It's Listen, when in Hanoi, when in Hanoi, all your standards fly out the window.
With a skateboard. Oh, he was halfway through his paper round, but I knew the route, so I couldn't lose him.
It's in brackets here. It says, fuck me, I promise I'm not normally a slag. No. You've not done anything, don't worry.
Yeah, no, we're only joking.
He smiled, but my friend kept walking, so I went with her. She shortly stopped to talk to someone and said the guy with the skateboard called me over and we got talking. Fast forward about an hour. Both me and my friend end up in his hotel and have a threesome with him.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't lose this one, did you?
I thought you was going to say. Fast forward off an hour. Me and my friend are in a car chasing the guy on the skateboard. He's trying to get away, but I won't let the third one get away. We accidentally ran him over.
Got put in prison in Hanoi.
So that...
This is even better. It was a Wednesday night as well.
Fantastic.
Never did I think I'd be the one having a threesome on a Wednesday.
Wow, so skateboard guy. You see skateboard guy. Half an hour later, she's talking to him, half an hour later, her and her mate are having a threesome with skateboard
guy. Yeah, a mate who she just met there.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Gee, crikey.
So this is not the worst bit.
Okay.
There's not. You can have a threesome if you want, as long as everyone's, you know, up for it and involved. We're not judging for threesomes.
Yeah, as long as he's not standing on the skateboard, but Dane just might go over on his ankle.
That's so true.
Yeah.
The morning after, we had to complete the walk of shame, Vietnam style.
On a skateboard.
Skate of shame. Taxis on motorbikes out here. So I was the back of Grab motorbike taxi,
An
Uber. Still in my very short dresses at 8:30 in the morning through central Hanoi.
Fantastic.
Ooh. The story gets worse as we quickly realise that he was completely sober, sat outside the club with a bottle of water in an OnlyFans t-shirt, waiting for girls to give him attention. Yes, we were the girls that fell for it. 2 days later, I just about recovered and then he followed me on Instagram. Are you ready for the biggest ick ever?
Yes.
His Instagram bio states, accredited lover boy. Yes. We had a threesome with an online fan star who sells himself online and is as an accredited lover boy. She sent us a screenshot of him, actually. Extra section. So I wrote this a couple of days ago, but have not yet pressed send. And it's now a week later and we have ended up in the same hostel as him doing the same tour for the next 3 days.
What the fuck? This is up to date.
Yeah. Not a one night stand you want to see again, if I'm honest. He's wearing another OnlyFans shirt and we've just been informed he's just been editing his content on the sleeper bus whilst explaining to other passengers what he is doing. Chris, is this good on him or absolutely vile?
Wow.
I feel like anyone who is travelling Southeast Asia is going to come across him and know exactly who he is.
Right, but I thought for a moment you're going to say that he filmed them, but thankfully he hasn't done that.
No, she's just, I think, basically, right, I think she's mortified because I think she's had her first threesome.
Yeah.
With a guy on a skateboard,
yeah,
completely sober outside of a club,
yeah,
with an OnlyFans t-shirt,
yeah,
who clearly thinks he's a lover boy.
Look, threesomes, tricky, lot of admin. I've said this before, if you're going to have a threesome for the first time, it might as well be with a professional.
That is true.
Be the certified lover boy.
That is true.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's obviously a bit awful, though, if you see them then and you're like, oh my God, I've had a threesome with you. Because a threesome's quite a big deal. If you're going to have a threesome, you want it to be with someone who's lush, right? Yeah. Who you're never going to see again.
Well, he's a certified lover boy. What do you mean? Of course he's lush.
Chris, he sat outside the nightclub stone cold sober, waiting for lasses.
Because he's not about the drinking, he's about the loving.
Oh,
certifiably.
God. No, I'm embarrassed for her.
Yes, well, I'm joking.
That's
it's really bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's really bad. Really, really bad.
Can you imagine?
As soon as you said, there's a guy sitting with a skateboard. I keep walking, love. Keep walking, keep walking. There's a guy with a skateboard. Oh, he's not going to pull once. He's going to pull twice because we've had men running away from us all night. Did you say she sent a screen grab of him?
Yeah, but I haven't got it here.
Oh, I wouldn't mind saying that. It's upsetting.
It was all right, actually. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad looking.
Yeah. Not too bad, but a dick.
Right.
Like a dick.
Okay. I know I've said it before. I could not do a threesome. I would, you know exactly what I would do. You know how I would ruin a threesome?
How?
I would say something inappropriate.
Like what?
I would just say something stupid. I don't know what it would be, but I know I would ruin it.
Okay, give us an example.
I can't think of something that I would say off the top of my head, but I know I would say something terrible. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know, just something stupid that would make everyone, I would ick everyone involved.
Yeah, no, you would.
You know
you
I would.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
That's what it would be. Performance-wise, I think I'd be able to do it, but I'd say something.
I mean, that's awful.
Well, you know, I'd be eating protein bars and that.
Performance-wise.
I would say something weird. I would say something weird. Like that, like performance-wise. There we go. I icked that conversation.
Yeah. I mean? No, you're right. I actually...
I'd get nervous and try and make it.
And then after you'd finish, you'd go, how was that performance-wise?
I go, how was that performance? Like, would you certify me as a lover boy? Can I just... Can you sign this form?
Yeah. Horrible. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. We love you. Which is part of the Acast
creation. Don't forget about that.
The tagline.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bloody slogan. Thank you so much, guys. We absolutely love that you listen. We love that you laugh. We just love you coming back. Thank you so, so much. Look after yourselves. We'll be back in the ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart, and it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.